Chapter 11, Sabbath Keeping.
The Savior kept the Sabbath and taught his disciples to honor it. He knew how it should be kept, for he himself had made it holy. The Bible says, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy." Exodus 20:8. "The seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God." Verse 10. "For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it." Verse 11. Christ had worked with his Father in creating the earth, and he had made the Sabbath. The Bible says that all things were made through him. John 1:3. When we look at the sun and the stars, the trees and the beautiful flowers, we should remember that Christ made them all, and he made the Sabbath to help us keep in mind his love and power. The religious teachers had made many rules about the way to keep the Sabbath, and they wanted everyone to obey their rules, so they watched the Savior to see what he would do. One Sabbath, as Christ and his disciples were going home from the synagogue, they passed through a field of grain. It was late, and the disciples were hungry, so they broke off some of the heads of grain, rubbed them between their hands, and ate the kernels. On any other day, anyone passing through a field or an orchard was allowed to gather what he or she wanted to eat. But it was not so on the Sabbath. Christ's enemies saw what the disciples were doing. They said to the Savior, "Look, your disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath." Matthew 12:2. But Christ defended his disciples. He reminded his accusers of David, who, when in need, had eaten the sacred bread of the tabernacle. He had even given it to his hungry followers. If it was right for David to eat this sacred bread when hungry, then was it not right for the disciples to pluck the grain on the sacred hours of the Sabbath when hungry? God had not meant the Sabbath to be a burden to people. It was to do them good, to give them peace and rest. Therefore, our Lord said, "The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath." Mark 2:27. Now it happened on another Sabbath also that he entered the synagogue and taught. And a man was there whose right hand was withered. So the scribes and Pharisees watched him closely, whether he would heal on the Sabbath, that they might find an accusation against him. But he knew their thoughts, and said to the man who had the withered hand, "Arise and stand here." And he arose and stood. Then Jesus said to them, "I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil? To save life or to destroy?" And when he had looked around at them all, he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." And he did so, and his hand was restored as whole as the other. But they were filled with rage and discussed with one another what they might do to Jesus. Luke 6:6-11. The Savior showed how unreasonable they were about the way they kept Sabbath by one time asking them a question. "What man is there among you who has one sheep, and if it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will not lay hold of it and lift it out?" Matthew 12:11. They could not answer. So he said, "Of how much more value then is a man than a sheep? Therefore it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath." Matthew 12:12. It is lawful, that is, it is according to law. Christ never reproved the Jews for keeping the law of God or for honoring the Sabbath. On the contrary, he always upheld the law in all its completeness. Isaiah prophesied of Christ, "He will exalt the law and make it honorable." Isaiah 42:21. To exalt something is to raise it to a higher position. Christ exalted the law by showing in every part its wonderful meaning. He demonstrated that it is to be obeyed not only in actions that others can see, but also in the thoughts, something known only to God. To those who claimed that he came to get rid of the law, he said, "Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill." Matthew 5:17. To fulfill means to obey or to put into action. So when he came to be baptized by John the Baptist, he said, "For thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Matthew 3:15. To fulfill the law is to obey it. God's law can never be changed. Christ said, "Till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled." Matthew 5:18. When he asked the question, "Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it?" Christ showed that he could read the hearts of the wicked people who accused him of breaking the Sabbath. While he was trying to save life by healing the sick, they were trying to destroy life by putting him to death. Was it better to slay upon the Sabbath, as they were planning to do, than to cure suffering, as he had done? Was it better to have murder in the heart on God's holy day, than to have love toward all people, love shown in kindness and deeds of mercy? Many times religious leaders charged Christ with breaking the Sabbath. Often they tried to kill him because he did not keep it according to their ways. But this made no difference with him. He observed the Sabbath as God wanted it to be kept. Jerusalem had a large pool of water called Bethesda. At certain times, something disturbed the water in it. Some people believed that an angel went down into it and stirred the waters. The first one who then stepped into the waters would be cured of whatever disease he or she had. Great numbers of people came to the place hoping to be cured. Most of them would be disappointed. Because of the crowd, many could not even get to the edge of the pool. One Sabbath, Jesus visited Bethesda, his heart filled with pity as he saw the suffering people there. He noticed one man who seemed more wretched than the others. For 38 years he had been a helpless cripple. No doctor could cure him. Many times friends had brought him to Bethesda, but when the waters stirred, another would step in before him. On this Sabbath he had tried once more to reach the pool, but in vain. Jesus saw him as he crept back to the mat that was his bed. The man's strength was almost gone. Unless help should come soon, he would die. As he lay there, now and then lifting his eyes to look at the pool, a loving face bent over him. He heard a voice say, "Do you want to be made well?" John 5:6. The man answered sorrowfully, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming, another steps down before me." Verse 7. He did not know that the one beside him could heal, not him only, but all who should come to him. Christ said to the man, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." Verse 8. Instantly he tried to obey the command. He sprang to his feet and found that he could stand and walk. Picking up his bed, he hurried away, praising God at every step. Soon he met some of the Pharisees and told them of his wonderful cure. They did not seem glad, but scolded him for carrying his bed on the Sabbath. The man tried to explain why he was doing it. "He who made me well said to me, 'Take up your bed and walk.'" John 5:11. Then the religious leaders blamed the one who had told him to carry his bed on the Sabbath. Many of the learned rabbis lived in Jerusalem and taught their false ideas about the Sabbath there. Great numbers of people came to worship at the temple. They then spread the rabbis' teaching far and wide. Christ wished to correct such errors. This was why he healed the man on the Sabbath and told him to carry his bed. He knew that it would attract the attention of the rabbis and give him an opportunity to instruct them. The Pharisees brought Christ before the Sanhedrin, the chief council of the Jews, to question him about what they considered his Sabbath breaking. The Savior declared that what he had done did not break the Sabbath law. It was in harmony with the will and the work of God. "My Father has been working until now," he said, "and I have been working." John 5:17. God continually sustains every living thing. Should his work cease upon Sabbath? Should God forbid the sun to fulfill its office on the Sabbath? Should he cut off its rays from warming the earth and nourishing vegetation? Should the brooks refuse to water the fields, and the waves of the sea stop their ebbing and flowing? Must the wheat and maize stop growing, and the trees and flowers put forth no bud or blossom on the Sabbath? Then we would miss the fruits of the earth and the other blessings that sustain our lives. Nature must continue her work, or the human race would die. And we also have work to do on this day. We must take care of the necessities of life, care for the sick, and provide for the wants of the needy. God does not desire his creatures to suffer an hour's pain that may be relieved on the Sabbath or any other day. Heaven's work never ceases, and we should never rest from doing good. Our own work, though, God's law forbids us to do on the Lord's rest day. Our toil for a livelihood must cease. We must not labor for worldly pleasure or profit upon that day. But we must not spend the Sabbath in useless inactivity. As God ceased from his labor of creating and rested upon the Sabbath, so we are to rest. He asks us to lay aside our daily occupations and devote those sacred hours to healthful rest, to worship, and to holy deeds.